Welcome to episode 71 of Pineapples and Thorns. I am Kat, and with me tonight is Fado. Welcome, Fado.
Greetings, Earth people.
Beep boop. Well, we have a humongous agenda tonight. It's massive, as our good friend Tarlis would say. I'm going to go through some CFF events quickly, and then we will jump into the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. CFF events, SOG, our good friends in the Clash Files family, they're hosting a 1v1 single elimination tournament for the Town Hall 15s, which might possibly be Town Hall 16 soon. That started tonight. Lots of folks signed up. I think they had 34 signups.
Yeah, my money's on Ace.
He's a gemmet. I also am signed up for this, and I will most likely be pummeled quite thoroughly and out in the first round. So I'll let you know what happens. In-game events. Currently in-game, they're running the last Town Hall 15 challenge, and they just finished the Clashmas Gingerbread challenge. Hammer Jam was supposed to finish yesterday, and they've extended that for another day, but we'll dive into that, the reasoning why, shortly.
Yeah, that was great for my minis walls. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got 87 walls left on my mini, and I still haven't even, I'm maybe halfway through the defenses, but man, have I been cranking through walls. Thank you for that.
I know. I've been just smashing through walls on my 11 and my little 9 catastrophe.
Yeah, you combine that with a gold pass, and suddenly, like, max walls right now are, like, 3.2 million if you've got if you've hit the 20% already. But
exactly,
good stuff. My only beef about Hammer Jam is that, man, if they could have cut the upgrade times in half too, that would have been great. But beggars can't be choosers.
That's right. Let's not be greedy. In game, also, they're running the Clash for Nature event where you can choose to join Team Trees or Team Seas. And you get a nice little obstacle for your base, depending on which team you choose. And it's for a good cause. They're raising money in-game for planting trees or cleaning up the ocean. So really good cause. And you get some little rewards along the way, some resource potions and what have you. So really good cause. And it's you get a nice obstacle to store in your storage. If you're or sell for gem, I don't know if you can sell it. Can you even sell that obstacle? I don't think you can.
I wonder if this is in response to them flying a bunch of people to Helsinki for Worlds. you know all the carbon footprint of Worlds.
That's right.
Supercell. Yeah, yeah.
Giving it back. Okay, no more nonsense. Let's talk about this update. It was supposed to drop today, but they delayed it and gave us another day of Hammer Jam. Hooray, hooray. And we're hoping that it will be going live on Tuesday. So hopefully by the time you're listening to this, you will be upgrading and playing as a Town Hall 16, most of you.
Yeah, and able to, like, switch accounts. Like, that was a new one they introduced last year, right? Was it the Town Hall 15 where everyone suddenly had Supercell ID problems?
Yeah.
I can't remember, but yeah, hopefully the basic plumbing isn't affected and we can just roll up our sleeves and get to farming.
Yeah, with no issues. Hopefully whatever delayed it, they're fixing and it'll be smooth sailing tomorrow, touch wood.
Well, I think it's never a bad sign when there's a one-day delay in my mind, right? They found something.
I would much rather delay that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Agreed. And frankly, it's remarkable, right? Any rock fans know how long Chinese democracy was delayed. So one day, I think we'll live.
We will survive. It's killing us because we all want to play with the new toys, right? So let's unpack what we know. And there's a lot to unpack. We're just really, in this show, we don't have the time to go in depth on all the numbers. I'll leave that up to Trample. We'll just be scratching the surface on what's coming. Highly recommend that people spend some time watching the various content creator sneak peeks and strategy guides, that no doubt they'll be posting over the coming days and weeks. And it's not just going to be on Town Hall 16, because this update is going to affect Town Hall 8 and up. So I'm sure there'll be lots of videos for all the different Town Hall levels coming from them. So Fado, Town Hall 16, the theme is nature. And the Town Hall itself is not upgradable. You build your Town Hall 16, and that's it. There's no 1 through 5 levels on it.
Yeah, that my first take on that was, okay, that's interesting, but is there more to come? Or in whatever balancing they've been running, you know, I don't know how they balance this, right? Do they run, do they have a bunch of like automated attacks and they see like what's balanced and what's not? Do they find that maybe the Town Hall is finally just, you know, when you get to the level, whatever, you know, the Town Hall 16, because there's no levels, right? Once you get to Town Hall 16, you've got that weapon, you probably got the explosion or some effect when you kill it. Is it just that OP, right? I guess we'll find out, because they might be leaving themselves room to add more levels if, you know, based on balancing.
Yeah. I mean, it does look pretty cool. It's got the kind of that dome thing on top, and it fires these inferno beams that it looks like. And then when it explodes, you do have a gigapoison underneath it. So there is that. So you're not getting rid of the poison spell, it looks like, but
I was trying to wish it away. I was trying to wish it away.
I know it's your favorite. I know it's your favorite.
Yeah. And you know, in all this, like, I was a little surprised there wasn't like a spell tower update, but that's for later.
Buy it. So the theme color is red and gold, and I think it looks pretty nice overall, but, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the different colors and things as we go.
Yeah, didn't some of the leaks kind of have more of a darker, like almost a purple, black and blue, or just, not that I saw any leaks, I'm just, you know, I'm guessing if were there a leak, but I think it's kind of interesting. Like, the walls actually remind me a little bit of 11.
They do, yeah. But I don't hate them.
Maybe they're entering into like some marketing agreement with McDonald's. Oh, wait, you said silliness is done. Okay.
Heroes. We get 5 new levels on each hero, and there is no new hero. So yeah. I'm actually happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only, you know, so many things you can mismanage at once, right? And we're getting a 95 on the OG heroes, and geez, I mean, a warden getting up to 70. I mean, sure, it's 5 more. It's like, oh, it's just 5. But if you add up those numbers, that's a lot of hero upgrades. 95, 95, 70, 45. I mean, wow. That's, come on now, Mike, you can do this. 305 levels of heroes.
You just, you know, you think about starting as, you know, a Town Hall 9 and getting your queen, and, you know, you're having to upgrade 30 levels on the queen to max it at Town Hall 9, and then looking up and seeing 95. it does seem kind of unattainable for someone who's just a 9 working their way through that and looking for the long haul.
You remember how unattainable 30 felt on the queen back in the day, but I digress.
Ah, yes. I do. We are getting a new pet. We've seen that popping around, scampering around the forest. Mm-hmm. The spirit fox. And this one I think is really cool. It makes the hero and the fox invisible for 4 seconds and invisible again for 4 seconds and then invisible again. So it keeps repeating over and over until the fox dies. Some of the content creators have recommended that your best combination for the fox would be the king or the RC, because if you put the fox on the queen or the warden, it's going to get way ahead of them and it's squishy and it'll die.
Yeah, but same token, when I think about the king, though, it's like the king is already supposed to be a tank. When that thing goes invisible, suddenly there's like a ground expo where you may not want it. So that's, they're introducing more options into the planning, really, aren't they?
I think this, it really opens up the door to some really cool new attack strategies. Like, you know, we're gonna basically suey the king, or you know, the RC is pretty squishy by herself, but, you know, with the Fox on her, maybe she'll get a little deeper into the base and take out some key defenses.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't see myself going away from Diggy anytime soon. Because maybe, well, let's say, you know, maybe not the RC, maybe if the Fox goes on the RC, then what do I do with Diggy? Mm-hmm. Because Diggy is a game changer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Everybody loves Diggy. So, you know, what pet are you going to put on what hero? It's, you have quite a few choices.
I'll just watch Vodka Soda's replays.
Yes, just do that. You may have noticed also sometimes when you're attacking, you know, you're doing your farm raids or what have you, and if your victim has the classic scenery on, you actually see the Fox hopping around on their base, and that's a bit of a distraction if you're doing an attack. Good thing it's not on the war scenery.
Yeah, had one in a farming attack today on my mini where dropping a bunch of sneaky gobs and, you know, waiting for things to happen. And, oh, there's a little very light blue thing popped up in the old forest over there. And lo and behold, the spirit fox was out there. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising that it would still be visible, you know, when you're attacking a base.
Maybe 4 seconds at a time. I don't know. It was one of those things that it popped up and I was like, oh, look at that. And then it like ducked under, and in the scenery, like all the bushes kind of scattered or moved as if something had ducked right into mm-hmm. it. So pretty neat effect.
It is. There's also going to be some pretty massive changes from starting at Town Hall 8 all the way up to Town Hall 16 on troop upgrade times and costs. Barbs, archers, giants, wall breakers, balloons, and of course the super troops are getting buffs too. These are all getting new levels at Town Hall 16. Dragons, super dragons, e-drags, pekkas, miners, dragon riders, valks, golems. It's like this ginormous list of levels on these troops, and I almost forgot to say witches.
Yeah, right.
C-Note would never forgive me if I forgot to say witches.
Yeah, I mean, and knowing me, like, those aren't troops I typically attack with, right? But mm-hmm. you think about them on defense, but they did make some changes on how some of these beefier troops spawn their little ones, right? So the Lava mm-hmm. will have fewer on defense. But I wonder if, like, I don't know, they didn't mention anything about the preview I saw. The sneak peek did not include golems in that. So, like, if you threw a golem into a CC, suddenly do you have 4 golemites to get through too?
Oh, that's a good question.
Witches and skellies, right? So, you know.
Yeah, golems could be a really good troop on defense now. Like you say, because they will spawn 4 golemites. So if they're not nerfing the number of golemites that they spawn on defense for golems, then that could be pretty solid on defense.
I'm no base builder, Kat, so that's probably me getting some poor listener who decides to take my word as gospel into a lot of trouble.
I nominate you to test that theory. And for all of the cost reductions and time reductions for upgrades and what have you, you can find it under the news tab in-game. And it is a massive list. So if you're a numbers person, check it out. You can spend hours and hours looking through that. Spells are getting some levels. Lightning, heal spell, recall, and poison are all getting a new level.
Yeah, that's the zap calculators are going to be interesting all over again.
Yeah.
Because you get used to, you know, how it works, and then suddenly the math changes. And plus, you know, always with mm-hmm. with the first release, they never do all the defenses.
Yeah. Well, looking back on the troops that are getting upgrades, or new levels, I should say, you're getting miners and healers. With the heal spell, the new heal spell and the recall, we could possibly see a resurgence of Queen Charge Hybrid.
Yep. You got the heal. Healers and heal getting a boost, so why not?
Yeah. And you know that Hybrid from Town Hall 14 was always one of my favorite attacks. Just couldn't quite make it work at 15.
Oh, right. I was going to say, I love watching other people do it.
I love watching people be successful with it. Yeah, it's just couldn't quite make it work at 15. I'm still using it at the lower town hall levels and loving it. So hopefully that I'll be able to use it at 16 as well. Let's talk a little bit about defense. We're getting new levels on the Expo, Air Defense, Wizard Tower, Mortar, which now shoots slime balls, the Bomb Tower, the Lab, of course, which is not really a defense. It's more of a trash building. Storages are getting new levels, Giant Bomb, Little Bomb, and Red Mines. And, of course, your favorite walls.
Yeah, the Red Mines aren't a big surprise to me if you're upgrading loons. You almost have to have those to counter them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the Black Mines will get in a later update as well. They didn't give us a new level on sweepers, which kind of surprised me. Because they have not given us sweeper levels in a very, very long time.
I don't know if you could do sweeper levels without upping the movement speed of balloons. I think it's almost, it's basically a stalemate now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I swear, were there pictures of a remodeled sweeper, or am I imagining that?
I'm pretty sure that we saw one. Now, I do know that there's a lot of things that they test out with the content creators that never actually make it into the game. You know, they're playing around with ideas, and, you know, there were some various new pets that had been leaked out on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now.
Elon's hellhole?
Well, yeah. But none of that stuff made it into the update, the official update. So there's probably ideas that were there that got leaked, and we're not going to see them, because you're right. It's the sweepers do seem strong enough as they are.
Yeah, I mean, the way to upgrade those would not so much be how far it blows, but how its actual range, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. maybe you increase the angle it affects troops, or the distance. It reaches farther. Like, the range to trigger it, I'm saying. Like, maybe mm-hmm. that could expand. That would be so awesome.
If you're a ground attacker, sure. Let's see. One thing that they're doing, which is really exciting, is they are nerfing slightly rage spell towers.
Yeah, that's for the guys who aren't real successful in Champs 2 or like me, or at a certain level, that's pretty welcome. And there's a lot of bases that are going to be obsolete immediately. Mm-hmm. Especially if, you know, you found one, copied one, bought one, and just stick with it forever. You better think twice about that.
Yeah, yeah. Those double rage tower bases are going to need some reworks. The eagle at level 6, starting at level 6, is being nerfed slightly. The town hall giga poison is going down to 12 seconds.
At 15 and lower, right? But not 16. Am I
correct? I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. Let's see. Expos, Inferno Towers, Scatter Shots, and your most favorite thing ever, the Monolith, are all getting slight nerfs.
Didn't Agent Paladin say it's monoliths? Like multiple? Like plural? No?
He would love to see two monoliths in the game. I'm not going to put that out there for the universe.
I think he would prefer 10. Some of his non-doctored screenshots, non-doctored, of course, have been, you know, been pretty fun. A Town Hall 9 with 8 now, monoliths. Come on, that was great.
They are not giving us a new defense per se, but this is really cool what they're doing. You'll be able to merge two defenses. So you'll be able to take two archer towers and merge them into one multi-archer tower, or two cannons and merge it into the ricochet cannon. So what it does, it creates a stronger defense. However, you need to note that you're taking two cannons and you're creating one new one. So you'll need to adjust your base to compensate for that, because you're going to have a big hole in your base. And once you merge it, you cannot cancel it. Once you start the merge, you can't cancel it or unmerge it. And you cannot merge a geared up defense.
So there's no way to divide it back into two? Wow.
Correct.
All right. Let's see, this is why we want to avoid marriage. I mean, you want to file separately, and leave yourself as many options as possible, because once you get in there, you're going to need a lawyer.
There are no prenuptial agreements on this. It's done. Once it's done, it's done. There's no getting out of it. So, but having watched some of the videos, and the content creators are really excited about this. They say it's a really exciting defense, and why wouldn't you want to have a more powerful defense on your base? So, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty cool to see that in action, because the ricochet cannon doesn't just target one troop coming towards it. It shoots the cannonball and it bounces to the second troop. So, it's basically taking out two troops. And the archer tower is targeting and retargeting multiple troops. So it's going to be pretty cool to see that in action.
Yeah, I think some of the pro stuff, because the mechanic is getting more and more varied. And I know we're going to get into hero abilities in a short bit, but everything about the options available to both attackers and base builders are, it used to be, well, I have this many archer towers, I have this many cannons, I have, it's there's going to see a quite interesting variety. And I'm curious to see how attack meta deal with each.
Yeah, well, because what do you do if you run up against a base that doesn't have the merged defenses? That's going to determine how you hit a base, or, even as a base builder, will they build bases for people that have not merged defenses?
Yeah, and something that's always in our perpetual wish list is, give me a chance to choose an army once I'm in Legends and I've got the base. It'd be awesome to be able to re-choose, maybe, with these abilities too. Now it's like, well, shoot, had I known I got this base, I would have had different abilities picked. Or maybe you can pick them on the fly, but, very interesting stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and little quality of life thing that I wanted to just mention is that you can now friendly challenge your own base. So you can, if you're not sleeping you're up in the middle of the night, none of your clan mates are on, you want to do some friendly challenges, you don't have to make a new account and max it out. You can just post your own base and attack it. And I think that's fantastic quality of life change.
It is. It gives, you're not reliant on a clan mate to sit there and spam FCs. It's long overdue, and I think it's only going to make the game, harder, but it also gives the people who want to put in that effort and not always have a place to get FCs, it's really going to help them. So, it's like anything else, you get out of it what you put into it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And really, personally, I think it's a lot of these little quality of life changes that they've done a little bit too slowly in some cases, but these are the things that make the game more enjoyable to play. Those, when they gave us the lives on the heroes and the ability to have two armies queued up, those are quality of life changes, but it just makes things so much more enjoyable as a player.
I'm excited. I'm really curious.
I know you are.
I'm curious to see, how much havoc this wreaks. Like everyone's going to be, and people are going to be upgrading it at their own speed too. So there's going to be a lot of havoc, like there always is the first 4 or 6 weeks after an upgrade. And I'm here for the chaos, right? So let's just see how
your middle name.
Well, Mike is my
Mike is. let's spend a little bit of time talking about probably the biggest thing that they've done, in my opinion, since the introduction of Clan Wars, really. It's these hero abilities, because they're not just cosmetics. They're, people always like laugh at the idea of, you're buying those hero skins. Well, they don't do anything. Well, now they're giving us stuff that will impact what your heroes can do. And I guess we'll just kind of run through it here, and then we'll talk about a little bit about each of the heroes and what their abilities are going to be. So in 16 drops, you're going to be able to build the blacksmith shop, and you're probably going to want to book that or hammer it right away. You'll be able to earn crystals from special crystals or ore from attacks and defenses to use in the shop to forge special hero abilities. The abilities are available from Town Hall 8 up. Now, this is really amazing because when's the last time Supercell did anything that affected anything under, say, Town Hall 14?
Maybe the closest thing that comes is the ability is the types of clan castle defensive troops that Town Hall 8 or 9 could get. Like when you when you were able to get upgraded troops. But other than that, like, you know, you're right. This is a it's a pretty significant change.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting for people who are starting out in the game and, you know, maybe they're an 8 or a 9 or a 10 right now and they're, you know, slowly working their way through those levels. It's, yeah, they get actually getting something out of an update and it's exciting for them. So not just for the max players, but, you know, for people lower down on their progress. So that's pretty exciting. Let's see. The blacksmith shop is upgradable to level 9 as max at Town Hall 16. Each hero will have special abilities that you will unlock using the special ores. And there's shiny, epic, and starry ores. You earn the ores from farming, from clan wars, events, and by purchasing from either the trader or the in-game shop. And depending on what league you farm in, that's going to impact on how much of the shiny and glowy ore that you earn. When the update drops, you will start with the abilities you've based. You have. I can't even say that in English. You'll start with the abilities you have based on what level your heroes are. So if your heroes are max, they're not going to negate any of your abilities. It's going to transfer.
Yeah, think about how when Builder Hall 10 came out, right? I think if you were pretty max at Builder Hall 9, the Battlecopter was not level 1. I think it was like 15. It's going to be something like that where you're not having to start at like ground zero on, which I for one appreciate.
Definitely. You know, you put a lot of work into maxing your base. You want to hit the ground running, so to speak. So you can upgrade the common equipment to level 18 and the epic equipment to level 27. Epic hero equipment will be unlocked during special events in an upcoming update, apparently. Hero potions do not boost the hero abilities, and each hero can equip 2 special abilities. So, you know, you might end up down the road, Supercell might have like 5 abilities per hero, but you can only use 2 at a time. So it's really going to make you think about what ability is best for the attack that I'm going to do on the base.
Yeah. I'm just interested to see how this plays out because it's almost like you have to really get to know each and every one of these abilities to accurately judge what works best for what, right? And perhaps even
if you're
just using your king for funneling, for instance, maybe the earthquake boots fit better than other things. If you're, you know, et cetera, right? So that's kind of one of the things I'd love to see is, you know, give us an extra bit of time before an attack if we could tailor that as we're scouting and all that. That would be super.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in war, you'll have time to plan, but when you're in Legends or farming, you don't have time to plan. So let's run through some of these abilities. We'll talk about each one a little bit. The King, first of all, he's got 4 different abilities to start off with. The Barbarian Puppet, which is a common one, and it summons a Raged Barbarian. So right now, you have that ability built into the King, but maybe you don't want to use that. So you can choose something else. The Rage Vial, which rages the King. The Earthquake Boots, which you mentioned, it damages walls and buildings. My personal favorite, the Vamp Stash. Love that name. Heals the King with each attack.
Sounds dirty.
And I'd love to know who comes up with the name for these things because that's just an awesome name. Everybody needs a Vamp Stash.
So yeah, basically they, you know, they took the first 2, which already exist, and they say, well, you can swap one of those out for these 2 options. And like I said, like it's going to take some playing and definitely some learning / watching YouTubes and Twitch and all that to, you know, that's the way to get up to speed. And you know what? Guess what? You can FC your own base too. So,
yeah. Well, and I think, you know, just briefly, you know, this sort of stuff gives the content creators so much to talk about in their videos, like developing new strategies. Like, you know, if you're doing a high hydra attack, for example, what are the best pets to take and what are the best abilities to equip? Mm-hmm. You know, for a queen charge Lalo, what should you do? You know, it just opens up the door to so much more for people to watch. And I think it brings a level of excitement to the game, a game that has been missing. So
I was just going to say, the pets, having 8 pets, there were only ever, like, once the next 4 pets came, pets 5 through 8, like, I mean, 1 through 4 were nearly forgotten. I know a couple were entirely ignored, basically, but
poor Lassie. This had,
hey, not calling anyone out by name, Lassie, but long story short, though, you know, there's going to be more variety now. I mean, the combinations and permutations are, well, I do have a good mind for math. I'm not going to sit here and try and compute the permutations, but wow, there's plenty.
Yeah, for sure. Moving into the queen, she's got the archer puppet, which summons archers, of course, an invisibility vial, which turns her invisible briefly. This one's really cool. A giant arrow. It shoots a giant arrow across the enemy village. And so,
no more arrows, please. No more arrows.
This is a giant one.
The healer puppet.
The healer puppet summons healers and self-heals her. So, you know, is the unicorn necessary anymore on the queen? You know, you've got this ability.
Yep. Dying to see it in action.
Yeah.
Some of these things that have come out in the last sneak peek are a little... like, it's almost overwhelming, but again, that's why, like, a lot of times, and this is kind of, you know, telling on myself here, but I do, like, mm-hmm. I haven't done a Legends hit in 3 days, all because, you know, I'm just a sneaky gob farm guy. I am. So, you know, I'm just going to be farming with sneakies and just trying to work through it that way and trying to watch and learn. And just see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, and I think I'm looking forward to watching more of these videos. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, you know, go more in depth into the actual abilities as people get used to playing with them a bit. You know, I'm going to have questions like, you know, what happens if I do this and combine these two? You know, I need some guidance on how to use this. And I'm looking forward to seeing the different videos that the creators are going to put out about them. So the Warden, the Eternal Tome. Grand Warden and units, of course, become immune to damage. So that was his built-in one. Life Gem, nearby units gain extra HP. Healing Tome heals the Warden and nearby units. And a Rage Gem, nearby friendly units do extra damage and increases their DPS.
Isn't that Rage Gem and Eternal Tome sound like just a sexy combination? Like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because if you're doing a Warden walk, that could be really interesting. The Royal Champion, poor little thing, she only has 2. She gets a Royal Gem, which heals the RC significantly and increases DPS. And she gets her Seeking Shield, so she throws the shield, dealing damage to multiple targets and increases HP. So I foresee that she's probably going to get a little bit of love in the future, get at least 1 or 2 more abilities. Because they have promised more equipment to come in the future. So, Fedo, what are your overall thoughts on Town Hall 16, on the appearance?
So, my overall thoughts are, like, at first I was kind of like, oh, this kind of looks like a more neatly polished, from an appearance standpoint, like Town Hall 11. Mm-hmm. And I think it looks great, frankly. Like, I love the red base of the storages. I love that it's just... it's such a cool look, that red and yellow together. I'm pretty stoked. Like I thought, like, of all the last few ones they've done from an appearance standpoint, 14 didn't excite me much. Like, mm-hmm. I know they hadn't really done much of a green theme before, but that one fell real flat. The colors didn't seem quite right to me. But you know, 15 looked really good. I think 16 is going to look pretty darn good from everything I've seen. I like the walls a lot too. I've been a big wall fanatic. I think you and I have you know, had a really lighthearted argument of our favorite walls, and we made our cases, and no one's ever going to change anyone's mind on it. All comes down to your taste, right? I know you're the big TH8 walls, right?
Yeah.
I love those old school TH9 walls for some reason. I just did. So, but yeah, I think the walls are cool. You know, all the, like I said, that the color, the theme colors look great to me. They seem like a great combination, and I'm kind of excited to see it all come together, because you know what it's like, right? Even though perhaps you could gem, you know, the first couple weeks or the first month or get there pretty quickly, but it never feels done, even though there's nothing left to build because there's only 150 walls, or we didn't get this such and such defense didn't get the upgrade right out of the gate, you know. So
you have this mishmash of, you know, half of it is one color and half of it is another, and it doesn't look cohesive. So yeah, I really like the overall appearance. I like the walls, the way they look. I've always kind of liked the Town Hall 11 color theme, and I think it's not quite the same, you know, it's a slightly different color scheme. So yeah. And I think the overall aesthetic is it's wood and stone and some foliage mixed in. So I think it's a really nice look overall. One thing I was going to ask you is because we had assumed that it was going to drop today. I was going to ask you, what are you upgrading or what have you upgraded? Well, obviously you haven't upgraded anything. Will you be going to Town Hall 16 if it drops tomorrow?
Oh yeah, without hesitation. In anticipation of this, over the last month, I've stocked up. I've tried to be wise in the deals I've been buying, so I've stocked up on some hero books. I got a handful of books of building. Got some hammers and got plenty of shop currency to buy more. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get that and hit the lab, hit the blacksmith shop, I'm definitely going to be doing that. I'm just trying to be a little more judicious because I am still trying to get my mini. Well, now it's not going to be a max anymore, but I'm working my current 15, my mini 15 up to max there. So
yeah.
And it's Christmas season, right? I got to spend money on, on my myself. Who am I kidding? But you know, outside of game, I'm going to try and be smart about it. I'm definitely not going to be top of the map. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be taking both my 15s. They're both max 15s, and I'll be taking them both up to 16 as soon as the update drops. And I've got a 14 that is currently going to 15. So yeah, I've got a little bit of farming to do in my future. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, what's interesting though, is that like you stub your toe when you're upgrading, even if you have a guide, you really learn like, oh, you know, for me, I always have five builders going. I always leave one for walls just in case, you know, and I zip through walls pretty quickly that way. But you also learn. And so my second 15 is going a lot faster than my first for some reason, even though I probably spent more on my original. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm definitely diving in. I'm not waiting. Because remember, like back in the day, there were people that would hang at 9 forever and not go to 10. They would hang at 10 and not go to 11, etc. But now, you know, that's pretty much been extinguished from the game. I mean, I shouldn't say extinguished. What I should say, though, is it's a lot less common to do that. You know, I mean, and you remember what it was like when you were a 9 looking at 10 and the few 10s that were out there, and like, forget it, man. No one 3-stars. You can't heal through an inferno. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Well, they have promised via the various videos that 16 is supposed to be eventually on par with the difficulty level of 14. So if that's the case, I think most people will be pretty happy with it.
Not me. I was better at 15 and 14, strangely enough.
Hey, well, I have been enjoying 14 lately. So if it's like that, then I will be quite happy. Let's move into some shout outs, Fado.
Yeah, I want to shout out the usual crew who runs the CWL across quite a variety of clans. Vodka Soda, Peter, Magnus, Outlaw. You guys rarely complain. And the complaints that are is just you know, expected. We're an adult clan. We expect people to be adults, and we don't like chasing people down. And you guys take on the thankless task of doing that. And, you know, I think you guys do a great job. And, you know, I, for one, I'm happy wherever the heck I play. So, and I know you guys make that one less headache for a lot of the rest of the leadership to deal with. So my hat's off to you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. My shout out is to Call Me T. He's been busy behind the scenes upgrading his rush guide, and he also put together a first draft of an upgrade guide for Town Hall 16. So really appreciate what he does for the CFF and the Clash community in general. So I'm going to give him a shout out. And thank you, everybody, for listening. The CFF is a family of clans who love to play various games such as Clash of Clans, Clash Royale, among others. You can send questions or comments to us on Twitter at RedThornCoc. To get more information on our clans, events, and podcasts, join the CFF Discord at discord.gg/clashfiles.